This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, we're watching the vote happen right now on this new House voting on the, the third swipe at taking as much money, putting the American people in as much debt as humanly possible. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's good to see at least 12 Democrats decide that maybe this is just way too much money. You know what I'm saying? And, this is quite interesting. The, they're very close. Really close. I'm pleasantly surprised. You're about 12 votes away. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. See, I'm easily distracted. Joe Mancini, your host, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's really simple. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot to get involved with, you know. And again, there is a lot happening that we're all trying to get. I mean, this is like lately, it's like drinking water, what they used to say, from a fire hose, right? It's coming at you so fast. You know you need it. You know you want it, but I don't know if you can really get your hands on it. In the first hour, we got, I'm calling him the warrior pastor. Some of you may have been reading about him. He's pushing for the churches to open up this Sunday. Defy the government. I agree with him. He's been screaming, stand up and roar. This is Pastor Gibson. He's urging churches across the U.S. to meet, even if it violates orders. Why? He said, because the orders go against the Word of God. They go, well, actually, I'll go one step further. They go against the Constitution and the Word of God. Right? He's calling it the Peaceably Gather movement. And his church is in Kentucky. And he's attempted, he's attracted the support of nearly 50 pastors at churches in a dozen different states who've signed on. And I think this is a great thing. And the reason I think it's a great thing, I mean, seriously, in all sincerity, is that if you just lay down and die, let them run over you, let them tell you what to do, and you know who them is. You know, we have friends that live in Florida. Florida's pretty much open or being opened or opening. And when you see what's going on, right, you got people waiting to get into the restaurants and other places. And the only organizations, I can't even call them news organizations, the only groups or organizations that are screaming that the COVID cases are rising in Florida, the states that are opening, oh my God, it's over, life is over, things are over, are the bonehead, you know, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG news groups, right? You know why? They want you afraid. Isn't it funny? These are the same people that called us fearmongers. They want you afraid. Right? And now at least you have doctors and nurses and others that are coming forward. Right? They're coming forward saying, wait a minute, these aren't right. you have doctors and medical boards that have gone back over the causes of death of some of the people that have died recently, and they're going, wait a minute, this person didn't die of COVID. Now, you're hearing, like I said, you're hearing some of these groups say that the coronavirus death toll is mounting. But a lot say that it's exaggerated. A lot in the medical world say it's exaggerated. Some states count presumed coronavirus deaths along with confirmed cases. That's just nuts. Deaths have been classified as COVID-19 death even after physician or loved ones report otherwise. And those who died with COVID-19 have been included in the count with those who died of COVID-19. No kidding. I think a lot of clinicians are putting that condition, COVID-19, on death certificates when it might not be accurate because they died with coronavirus and not of coronavirus. Big difference, right? If you have the flu, or if you have the cold, a cold, and you have a heart attack and die, did you die of the cold or did you die of a heart attack? Well, they get more money for saying that they were treating somebody with a coronavirus. So they got to put coronavirus on there. One doctor said that they're not totally accurate. Are people dying of it? Absolutely. You know what? Anybody on the radio today, any commentators you're listening to, any conservative commentator you listen to that says this doesn't exist, they're a moron. Like, you do. The coronavirus does exist. People are dying from it. I got it. When you start looking deep in the numbers, you start finding out the majority of people dying from the virus, not only the older folks, but they're older folks with pre-existing conditions that are actually in an institution. So I guess you can get old. That's not a problem. If you have a pre-existing condition, stay away from the institutions. You just might make it. This particular doctor also said that he believes that there are people who died of COVID-19 but weren't counted. Right? Remember that these counts, these numbers, these reasons for death are all done by the doctor. The doctor decides. There was a man whose death certificate they found was actually changed. He died, Colorado man died of alcohol poisoning, but they changed the death certificate to read that they blamed it on coronavirus. Why? Maybe he was taking the alcohol to get rid of the flu symptoms. I don't know. There's no uniformity. They're not doing it the same way. And Fauci's not helping. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. We've got the Warrior Pastor joining us right after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, if you don't do anything else, at least head up to the website, right? Give me your email address. We send out one email a week, right? It's not a big deal. It's easy. You know, and if you don't like it anymore, it's really simple. You just unsubscribe. It doesn't take a whole bunch of work. If you don't like the emails, the other thing you do is simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222, and you can easily stop that as well. So, got to be informed, though. Don't just spew the party line. It doesn't help you. All right, so when I first heard about this guy, I was reading and scouring that big interweb, and I found this story, and I wish... And you've heard me say this over the last few weeks. I wish more and more pastors would step up, take their rightful place, learn what their rights are, understand what their rights are, and not just under God, but under the Constitution. Because we tell you what, if you really get to know our founding fathers, you find out they were worried about what God's law was as they were making our law. But we seem to have forgotten that. So Pastor Gibson joins me. He's urging churches across the U.S. to meet, even if it violates your local orders. And I love to stand up and roar. I think that's wonderful. Pastor Gibson, thanks for being with me.
Hey, it's an honor to be here, Joe. Thank you for having me, sir.
And God bless, man. You know what? First of all, tell people, you know, what was the switch that finally went off and you went, okay, enough. We can't keep doing this.
You know, we all played ball first, Joe, because we're pastors, we're tame, we're compassionate, right? So the predictions are through the roof at first on what COVID's going to do. I remember at the beginning it was 5% death rate, 4, then 3, then 2, then 1. And now I don't even know what the rate is because I don't believe anybody. But thank God they were wrong. Let's say that up front. I'm so thankful they were wrong and thankful that less people were affected than were predicted. And I'm praying for all those that were affected. So we took all of our services and we went online to protect the people up front because we're rational people, right?
Right.
And then the switch kind of flipped for me. And hey, our church adapted to that and did well. Now, that won't replace meeting together, but it was a good temporary Band-Aid substitute. Right, that's not going to work forever. But then when my switch flipped, so to speak, I put together a drive-through Easter egg handout service. All right, nobody's getting out of cars. I'm thinking about kids. They haven't been to their school. They haven't seen their friends. Their world's rocked. They're hearing about pandemics and death counts all the time. Because, you know, kids hear whatever's being said in the house.
Right.
My wife and I say, we used to have secrets, now we have children, right? All the secrets are gone. They hear it all. So we know that. And so, hey, I'm like, let's bless some kids. We'll drive through there. We'll have the Easter Bunny. We've got other characters at your kids' church, you know. So you've got to make it age-appropriate and learning. So we pack these eggs 5 days in advance, 10 volunteers, no more, social distance, wearing gloves and masks. Health department calls me that morning and shuts down that event after it's been heavily advertised. So now I got kids coming, and we can't give them the eggs. Now, I should have decided that day, but I played along. And then when I got done playing along, I got so mad. Because I know the people at that campus, that was at our Owensboro, Kentucky campus, they're looking across the parking lot at the McDonald's.
Right.
With teenagers handing out French fries. Right across the way, there's the liquor store, you know, serving their patrons. There's Starbucks giving people lattes and breves. The message is this, Joe. The church isn't responsible enough to give kids candy or an egg in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
and we had to ask ourselves, is this religious targeting? And I think the answer is yes.
Oh, no question. I think you're exactly. We have spent so long trying to live peaceably with others, okay? We've been so long turning the other cheek, and please forgive me the way I say this, but I've always joked, look, Jesus told us to turn the other cheek, right? Now, depending how you look at it, you either have two cheeks or four cheeks. But once you get past that fourth cheek, the gloves are off, all right? I mean, it's over at that point. So, you know, in San Francisco, to your point, they can hand out drugs, okay? They can hand out syringes. But, my God, if you hand out an Easter egg, if you try to hand out a Bible, they'll drag you to jail.
It's an amazing double standard, and it's happening all over the nation. Like I went down to Paducah, Kentucky. See, I have campuses in two different states. So two of our campuses are in Texas, two are in Kentucky. And I got to say, Governor Abbott in Texas has been great. He deemed the church essential, took good care of us. God bless Texas. Moved when he should have, right? Governor Beshear in Kentucky, man, fired on the church every night.
Mm-hmm.
He put together a nightly, you know, kind of like an old school fireside chat, and he's just firing on this church. This church is a hot spot. These people. And he set a tone in our state that was very anti-church, very anti-Christ. And really, I think he turned a lot of the hearts of the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky against him. We never saw that coming. And so I'll roll into Paducah, Kentucky. I'm going down to Kentucky Lake. I spent a few days. I was finishing a book, had a book deadline to hit. I walk into Paducah. It's a Kroger grocery store. The girl at the front door tells me, I can only allow 350 people in this building. Now, I'm looking at this building, Joe. It's smaller than my church building in Owensboro, Kentucky. That building's 50,000 square feet in Owensboro, Kentucky. Kroger in Lexington, Kentucky could do one person for 120 square feet. According to that math in my building, I should be able to have 414 people of service. But because somebody gets to choose who's essential, I'm not essential, but the Kroger is. Well, I got news for these politicians that call the church non-essential. In the next election cycle, we're going to do everything we can do to let them know they are now non-essential.
You know, why have we, you know, I know you and I have just met, and I have been spewing this for 11 years. Okay, here's my attitude. Why have Christians been so afraid to get involved in politics, and not the political garbage, but involved in politics, okay? The best ballot book that I tell people, when you get the ballot book from the county, throw in the trash. Go grab your Bible. Your Bible is your ballot book. How do you vote? How do you endorse? How do you hold up people that are for same-sex marriage, that are for abortion, pre- and post-birth abortion? How does a Christian justify that? I am totally lost.
Well, I scratch my head because there's Christian people in the state of Kentucky that voted for Governor Beshear, extremely pro-choice. We just had legislation go through, pushed through by both the House and the Senate, right? Both parties were in favor of it, and that legislation stated that if a child survives an abortion, survives the abortion, this is now a living child, right?
Right.
The legislation stated that we have to give it life support. We have to take care of it. We have to give it medical care. And the governor of Kentucky vetoed that.
Oh,
and Christian people voted him in.
Hold on. Hold that thought. We've got to go for a quick break. We believe in capitalism here. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messier, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump unveiled an effort aimed at developing a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year and said the country would return to normal with or without one. The formal announcement came as researchers around the world scramble to develop the vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible.
Many view an effective vaccine as the only way life can return to normal for people under stay-at-home orders or businesses whose operations have been limited. And even Defense Secretary Mark Esper agrees with the president that a vaccine is coming soon.
We will deliver, by the end of this year, a vaccine at scale to treat the American people and our partners abroad.
48 states will have lifted or loosened stay-at-home restrictions by the end of the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
And you know, I called him the Pastor Warrior when I put out the note earlier today. But, you know, Pastor Brian Gibson joins me, and you know, he's talking about having a peaceable gather this weekend. And he wants the pastors all across the country to start going back to church, start meeting again, start doing what God told you to do. And before I let him speak, I know he's going to laugh when I say this, but, you know, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but when you think about it, the real persecution today is being done on the churches and church gatherings. They're trying to figure out how to restart NASCAR. They're trying to figure out how to get football up and running again, but they're not trying to figure out how to get churches going. So we're going to need to do it ourselves, and we're not going to be afraid. Pastor Gibson, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Hey, it's an honor to be here, and I couldn't agree more. That's why we're calling pastors, and I'm calling more. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, I believe this. I believe that Jesus is the Bible reveals him as a lamb. And I believe wisdom shows us when to be the lamb, right? When to keep our mouth quiet, when to turn the other cheek, when to you know, get out of the way. But then there's also him revealed as the lion of the tribe of Judah. There's a time to play the lamb, but there's a time to play the lion. And I believe the time to play the lion is now. And I believe God's looking for some pastors and teachers and preachers and religious leaders that will stand up and roar. Let their voice be heard. Say, hey, we're not going to be pushed around. You're not going to trample over the First Amendment. If you're going to let the Walmart have 1,000 people in it and the Kroger 350 in it and everybody else can do business, we're going back in. And, you know, they shut down my Easter egg handout I talked about earlier.
Yep.
And so this is what I did. I went out on the parking lot and I said, forget this. I'm exercising my First Amendment rights. I'm going to be safe and sane. because this was still early, right? This was around Easter, and some of the numbers were still up in the air, and I believe they're still up in the air. But we went out, and everybody stayed in their car, socially distanced. I called all the media around, said I'm going to defy Governor Beshear's order and the health department's order, and I'm distributing communion. Now, Joe, this communion comes prepackaged, right? My guys are wearing masks and gloves.
Pastor,
they
wait
open
a minute.
It up. It's
wait
all
a minute.
Of that.
Because a lot of people don't. When you pass out the communion cups, are you using the ones where they're kind of all self-contained, right? They got a little wafer on the top, and it's covered with plastic, and then that's a cap on top of the little juice cup, right?
That's it. It's not. Yeah. We're not all drinking out of the same cup here, right?
Exactly.
It's all self-contained. Yeah. And so I went out and passed it out, and the media came, and, man, they followed us around, taking pictures of every cup being dropped. But they saw what we did. They saw we were responsible. They saw that it was egregious what had been done for us. And some of the local news agencies there, like local TV, local paper, they wrote great articles.
Right.
And were very favorable, and I appreciate that. Because isn't it great to see the media do what's right?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
well, so,
surprising.
So, if guys will step up, I think we can change the course of this nation.
I agree.
And so I'm encouraging all of them to go to peaceablygathered.com, sign up their church. I know what is today. It's all run together. I've been in the media whirlwind all week, but I think it's Friday.
Friday morning.
So
yeah. Friday.
If you can't get it together to go to church this weekend, you go sign up with us and say I'm coming back next weekend. I've already got, we have around 100 names coming back. I've already talked to enough people next weekend because you've got a church shut down for 8 weeks. It takes a while to organize.
Right.
It's of any size to run the service, right? Especially with all the new restrictions we're going to have to do to keep people safe and know that they believe they're safe, right? To ease their conscience when they come in. So sign up, come back next week. There'll be hundreds more. And then I believe by Pentecost weekend, which is the last weekend of this month, I don't just believe, I know. And not just through us, but through other groups around the nation, there will be thousands of pastors that are going to stand in unity all around this nation. And we're going to stand in the face of a tyrannical government and let them know we still have a First Amendment and we're not going to take it.
I want them to drag us out. I don't want violence, and I'm not trying to make it look like the 60s again, but it's kind of like, what are we doing that's so bad, right? You're in there, you're worshiping, you're asking God for help and guidance and protection. And to my Christian brothers and sisters, I mean, have you forgot the story of David? We're talking lions here. Protect the boys from the fire, and you're worried about a virus? Are we serious? I'm just saying, you know. But I love your Kentucky governor who says, hey, look, okay, all right. You guys can go back to church, but you can't sing. I'm thinking, wow. That's pretty good. I guess I didn't read that it was spread by singing. I wasn't sure. I don't know.
Yeah, this guy's, you've heard of STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. These are singing transmitted diseases now. So this guy is looking to lord over us at every turn.
Yeah.
And, it's just, I don't understand why the 1 hour on Sunday morning has become the deadliest hour in America. If you watch the way these governors are treating it, right? These other organizations are open 7 days a week. Think about how much handling the product happens in a Walmart or a grocery store.
I'm glad you
ever seen people with the produce?
I've been saying that for two weeks, Pastor.
You go into
these places. I got the mask on, and I'm 6 feet away from you. However, you had just picked up and touched three of the green peppers I'm going to pick up and buy. What happens? I mean, does the virus die on the front of a banana or a green pepper? My God.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what the narrative will be. They'll never say, hey, they picked it up at this Kroger. What they say at the end, what they've done in Kentucky, is it was some church. And, I think about state troopers showing up and ticketing elderly people for going into their houses of worship. I think about an African-American church down in Mississippi on Easter Sunday that had more police officers show up pull them out of there than people that were there to worship.
Wow.
I think about the governor of Illinois saying, and he's backed off, but not in any good way, of this at least, no worship, no rooms of more than 50 people until there's a vaccine. I think about the governor of Pennsylvania saying nobody's going back till November. I heard that in L.A., there was a threat that if businesses opened up, talk of shutting down their power and their water by certain municipalities there.
Well,
so I'm telling
the
you,
mayor,
these are the actions of tyrants.
Listen, the mayor of Los Angeles has got an 800 number that you call. It's the snitch line. So if there's too many of you together, if you go to a church, if you go to some place you shouldn't be, if you're not adhering to the 6-foot distance, you can call a number and say, I'm at so-and-so's or I'm over here, and you've got a small group of people, and they can actually get arrested or fined up to $1,000 per infraction. So you are right, and the governor has threatened martial law if the churches don't adhere to his edict.
Martial law for preachers preaching the gospel to their people.
Yeah, our founding fathers, if they could come back, they would come back and they would wipe us all the leaders anyway. They would wipe them out. This is not what we intended. What is wrong with you people?
No, it's crazy. You're right, though. It's a step at a time. It's a thought at a time. It's a liberty at a time.
Yep.
And once one liberty falls, and once one of the First Amendment liberties fall, they're all connected together.
Yep.
Right? So freedom of religion, peaceably assemble. We're calling it peaceably gather because peaceably assemble was already taken on the website. Right? You go freedom of speech. I mean, you know, on and on.
Pastor, where's our people? I'm going to interrupt you for a second, but where's our brothers and sisters in Christ? Where are our people standing up for what? I mean, think about what God gave them in this country to begin with, right? The opportunity they gave them to govern themselves and to worship Him freely. Where are our people?
Well, I know they're out there. I know they're out there because I know the story of the prophet Elijah. Right, he got bummed out. All of Israel was worshiping Baal, and he thinks everybody's defied God. And he goes and hides and cries to God, am I the last one? And God rebukes him and says, no, there's a bunch of you. What are you whining about? So I know they're out there. Okay. And but we do need leaders. We need voices, and we need guys with platforms, right, that are going to speak up. And so I kept looking for a leader that has a large...
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick, but there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white goat. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. Take a look at the the shows. You'll see a little shows tab up there, and it'll give you a list of radio stations that run across the country. And look, if you're having to listen on your smartphone, that's really cool, and we have the app for it, and that's nice. But you really want to listen to it on your local radio station. So if they're not carrying the show, call them and ask them why they're not carrying it. And then when you don't get the answer you're looking for, call me. I'll call them. We've picked up 4 or 5 stations this year because of your calls to a local radio station, so I very much appreciate that. Let me bring them on, though. I've got Pastor Brian Gibson, who's joining me right now, and he's behind this whole the Peaceable Gather movement. And you've been, I won't say beating up on, you've been encouraging other pastors to open their churches across the country. And there's nothing wrong with this, is there?
No, sir. I think if all the other businesses can be open, if everybody else can operate, why can there be, 500 people in this store, but nobody in the church? And I really think the reason is there's a force out there that hates the message of the church.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of the states that are led by people that treated the church as a non-essential entity, I really believe that the message of the church threatens those leaders. And the longer they could keep our voice quiet, the more they could push their agenda, and we can't touch the heart of mankind. There's a strategy behind all of this. It's very interesting that some of the places don't want to open till November. Can you think of anything important in America in November this year? Maybe an election. So I just wonder if it's no longer about controlling the virus. Could it be about controlling the people?
If you think about how much influence the evangelical and the church as a whole has had on the last couple of election cycles, I'm not surprised at all that they're targeting the churches to keep them from meeting, to keep them from getting their message out, to keep them from being with each other. And, you know, I'm not a squishy kind of guy. I'm not the hugging greeter at the church. But I understand the need for touch. I understand the need for us to pray for each other, be in that corporate environment. I believe they understand it, too. Not from a spiritual level, but from a psychological level is where they approach it. But we need to come together. We need to be able to come together in a corporate environment, pray for each other, love on each other, and that kind of thing, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Well, community is important, whether you're Christian or not. Think about this. What do you do, or what does the penal institute do when people are really breaking bad? They put them in solitary, because solitary confinement is one of the things that breaks down the human spirit and soul faster than anything. And I care. I'm a pastor. I shepherd people. I love our church people. I think about a lot of these people, the only real connection they have, they live away from family. Maybe they're older. Maybe their mom and dad have passed and they're younger. I have them say all the time, I love coming to church. And some of these people even sign up as greeters. I love greeting, because people look me in the eye. They shake my hand. They say hello to me, and it's good to see me, and it gives me value as a human. You take that connection with humans out, man, people break down quickly. So I know right now we're seeing spikes in alcoholism, spikes in drug abuse, spikes in domestic violence. People are going to come back with serious problems.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are not designed to do life like this. And now me as a pastor and my staff as clergy, we're going to have to deal with sorting out the mess, right? And believe God to help these people. But we're creating problems larger than what the percentage of this virus, the loss of life, which I hate that there's been any loss of life. And I'm praying for every family afflicted. But we're going to come back with other problems past that. You know, you see them already. They'll be economic. They'll be spiritual. They'll be mental health problems.
Mm-hmm.
The list will go on.
Oh, yeah. No, you're exactly right. And people don't realize that, again, when they do start coming back together, are they going to know how to act with each other? You know, I kind of joke about this. I said, you have people now that aren't at a church doing worship, so they have to learn how to worship at home. And what happens when the phone rings? And what happens when your toast pops in the toaster? Or you want to go grab another cup of coffee? You would never do that in church. You're focused on God's Word. And, you're breaking down the body. So we're going to have to be extra vigilant. We're going to have to reach out, to your point a minute ago, we'll reach out to our friends and loved ones on the phone during the week. How are you doing? What's up? What's going on? Can I pray with you? Do you need anything? And it's a whole different lifestyle we have to get used to for a while.
You know, it's been an adjustment, and a terrible adjustment we've had to make, but we made it nonetheless. So at our church, we ramped up, and our staff called everybody. You know, we have a cycle where we're calling. And then every night, five nights a week, either my wife, I, or one of my campus pastors, most of the time my wife and I do it together. We do a live stream on Facebook and YouTube where we're talking to the people. But I probably preach more through this than I've ever preached in my life, Joe, because it's every night, every day. I was just going to make sure these people are fed to the best of my ability.
Right.
And I get this question all the time when I get interviewed by people that aren't pro-church. And it'll sound something like this: Pastor, tell me why, if God is everywhere, why are you so motivated to put people back in a building and potentially put them at risk? And I answer it like this. I say, well, number one, there's the freedom of religion in America. And you may have a God is everywhere theology, I do as well. I believe God is omnipresent. He's everywhere.
Right.
But there are other religions that believe in sacred spaces. And your theology doesn't devalue their theology according to our Constitution.
Right.
Just you get to have a God who's everywhere religion, he gets to have a sacred space religion. Plus, if you drive us all to having to rely on the media platforms that are out there to stream on, it's no longer a platform. It's a publisher. And if you don't agree with their opinion, right, the churches are streaming on these different social media platforms. They kick you off. They censor you. They flag your stuff. They get rid of you. I've been kicked off of one of them before, and I'm really not this political most of the time. You know what I mean? I mean, I tackle big topics. But I call it being prophetic, not being political, because I'll speak out against abortion. I'll speak out on other issues, all kinds of issues.
Oh, yeah?
And
if you're pro-life,
I've been kicked off.
You're pro-life, they'll pull you down. If you're pro-abortion, they'll help promote your video. Oh, yeah.
Right. So everybody says, why is it not good enough to be on there? And it's like, listen, they can clip us. They can get rid of us. They are no longer a platform. A platform builds a platform and says, I'm not responsible for who says what on this platform. They can hop up and say whatever they want. Now they've moved over and they are publishers. They're no longer a platform because they're approving the content, right? And
right.
If they don't like you, they remove you.
That's
the death of free speech in America.
And we have allowed that to happen. I've been blaming us for the last couple of years, going, look, you guys have been watching this roll up. You've been watching this happen. Again, I'm going to go back to same-sex marriage. I've been beating on that for the last couple of weeks, saying, you know, you remember at one point in time, you know, we had a lot of Christians were going, well, you know what, they can get married, and it's, you know, it's that's between them. We don't have to sanction it, but they can get married. They won't bother us with it. I said, really? You think it'll stop there? It's the mantra is, you can't tell us who to love. Next it's going to be, you can't tell us how many to love. This will grow from there. And if you don't think they're going to force the churches, force people with religious beliefs to do it because, or you know, to perform the marriages or what have you, you're out of your mind. Because they want total acceptance, not simply tolerance. And look what happened in the last presidential cycle when we were threatened with laws. Oh, not the presidential cycle, excuse me, but with the last presidential debates on the Democratic side. We had Beto O'Rourke saying, look, we will force you or we will shut you down if you won't perform same-sex marriages, if you won't get in line with secular law. And it was almost like it sparked some people to say, oh, my God, I never saw that coming. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Beto O'Rourke, just saying his name out loud makes me want to call a prayer meeting, right? It's like I need at least 1,000 older women that are committed to prayer their entire life to pray, because his ideologies are so far from America and so far from the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
Men like that hate the America we live in. They want to radically redefine it. And I'll tell you, I'm praying for him. I'm believing God that Jesus will touch his heart.
Sure.
But the things he says are scary. And you know, this is America. You cannot form or you cannot force a clergyman to marry somebody. It doesn't matter if they're same sex or if they're it's a heterosexual marriage. If I say I'm not marrying them, I'm not marrying them.
That's right.
And they're not going to make me marry them either way. Because I've told people I wouldn't marry them a week before their wedding. Because I got in their marriage counseling, and we've taken them through so many weeks, these people come in looking like they're people getting a divorce.
All right,
not getting married. They're going to
I got to interrupt you. Tell people really quick where they can get more information on this project.
Hey, send every pastor, anybody you know, to peaceablygather.com. Have them sign up. Come out with us, and let's take our churches back. Let's line the Lord, peaceablygather.com.
All right.
We would love to have you there.
Pastor, thanks for having me. Thanks for being on. I want to check back with you in a couple of weeks. People, get away from the Facebook keyboard and go make this thing a reality. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the real side. All right. I do want to check back.